Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tuf Mem Zayin, and we have just begun to scratch the beginnings of Siman Tuf Mem Zayin and Sif Aleph. These are halachos of Taroves, Din of Taroves, on Pesach itself, when Chametz actually falls into a mixture of Heter on Pesach itself. And we've already seen that when you have a Taroves, and we're talking now, for now, we're talking about a taroves of lach b'lach, which means where the chometz will fall into, let's say, a chung pat, let's say a kosher l'Pesach chung pat of heter, or into a soup. A scenario where the chometz can get absorbed and spread throughout the mixture. That's what we've been talking about up until now. And normally we say in such situations, there's a concept of tam being batel b'shishim, the tam of the iser being batel b'shishim. But we saw already on Thursday that when it comes to chametz, chametz is b'mashehu. Chametz is any small amount. If it's on Pesach itself, maybe even Erev Pesach, depending on the reason, as we saw in Sif Katan Aleph. But for sure, if it's on Pesach, the Isser, it's Asr Bahana, even B'mashahu, even a little bit, 1 in 100, 1 in 1,000. And now we continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. He says as follows: the din taruvto, kedin shara taroves. And the din of such a taroves, a mashu, has the din of any regular taroves. Ella, what's the chiluk? Shemasha oser b'shat taroves pachas mishishim, oser b'chametz b'mashu. In other words, the same concept and halachos that apply in regular mixtures of regular iser with heter, which there we say we view the mixture as aser if it's up to shishim, so we view the taroves, the mixture of chametz, the same way, except we don't max out at 60 to 1. Rather, even if it's 100 to 1, 1,000 to 1, as long as that chametz is in there and is cooking through and cooked up with everything else that's out there and spreading out through that day, the pot, it's going to aser the same way any iser would aser up to shishim, but this will aser up to 1,000 or 2,000. When it says elef, it doesn't mean dafke elef. And then he goes on, aval, and now this is the chiddush. But that's all in terms of a regular mixture where everything spreads through. We're talking about where the iser gets cooked up, let's say, the chametz gets cooked up in the chont and spreads throughout the whole, what we'll call tavshil, the whole cooked entity, cooked mixture that has liquid and the solid chametz in it. But there's something else called where you have two solids that are hot, that yatsa lettuce bow or more, that come in contact with each other. So there the halach is like this. In general, as we're going to see this in a second, in general, when it comes to shari surim, other isurim, so it would go like this. Let's say you have a piece of treif, okay, a treif apple. How can you have a treif apple? Trumas nice, this wasn't thinking of whatever. And that comes in contact with another piping hot, okay, pear that's kosher. And they come in contact with each other. So the halacha is, if it is called cham b'cham, so there, since we're not dealing with something that's fatty and very, like, which become like liquidy, so then the halacha is, and this should be true even with a piece of meat that's not fatty. So you have a piece of chametz coming in contact with a non-fatty piece of meat. So we treat that like what's called cham b'cham, where the two hot items are not mixed together in like a liquidy cooking situation, but rather it's like when you have two roasted items that come in contact. So there the halacha is like this. The halacha is that it all depends, and it's going to be a little tricky here. If both of the items are cham, then what has to happen is you have to cut this, you don't, let's say, for example, let's say that the treif apple came in contact with the treif with this with the kosher pear. They're both piping hot. So you don't go ahead and say, oh, it's for sure not shishim between the pear and the apple, and therefore the whole pear we have to chuck. We don't chuck the whole pear. All we do is we go what's called kedei netila, the size of like a thumb finger. That's how much you have to cut out of the pear. So you have to slice off a layer. It's called kedei netila, etzba agudal, the finger size of a thickness of the pear has to get sliced off. And then you can eat the rest of the pear. That's what's called kedei netila. If, however, one is cold and one is hot, so then it all depends. If the item that's cold is on the bottom, so then all you have to do is peel off of the heter what's called kedei kalipa, just the outer. You don't have to dig in a finger's worth, a thumbkin's worth. All you have to do is peel off the peel. Like you just have the first layer, and that's enough. That's called kedei kalipa. Like you're peeling off the top.
The hot things on the bottom.
Okay, if the hot things on the top and the cold items on the bottom, but if the cold items on the top and the hot items on the bottom, then we treat it again. Lalach lemaisa, there are big machlokesim in this. It's what's called tatoi gvar. The bottom always wins out, meaning it's going to always be more strong. And therefore, in that case, where the bottom is hot and the top is cold, then we don't peel off just the top layer. You have to dig in what's called a kedei netila, like the size of a finger's worth. It's called a etzba agudal, finger's worth of, let's say, size of a thumb. Okay? Now, what's the chiddush of all this? In those scenarios, you don't aser the whole thing. What gets asered is either kedei klipa or kedei netila. So that's what he says here. Even though, as I was going to say, even though we say chametz is b'mashahu, it's only b'mashahu in an equal type of taroves. But if we're talking about cham b'cham, we're not going to aser b'mashahu, a minimal amount, it's not going to go ahead now, oh, because it's a minimal amount, it's not going to now aser the whole pear. And so you have piping hot chametz coming in contact with a pear or an apple, we're not going to say, oh, therefore the whole apple has to be chucked because chametz is the mashu, even a little bit, even the smallest amount. Because in that case, we don't assume that it travels past either the kedei klipa or the what's called the kedei netila. So let's look inside now. Aval in bishar tarovos, if in other tarovos lo ayat sarach shishim, you would not require shishim. Elo, rather, all you would require is klipa o netila smakom. All you would require is either to do what, peel it off, or take the amount of a netila smakom, which is the size, like I said, of an etzba, of a finger, of a thumbkin finger. What else would you call it? Thumb? Size of a thumb? Okay? The thickness of a thumb? Af b'chametz kein. Also b'chametz, it would be the same thing. Meaning, shecham b'cham, when it's hot with hot, below rote, without any liquid, without any sauce, without any, it's not in a cooking in a pot. Dai b'klipa, it's enough with a klipa, with a peel, kishari surim. Now, what sounds a little incorrect here? What did I say? If it's cham b'cham, do you need a klipa, you need a kedei netilas makom? Netilas makom. So the Mishnah Berurah is going to point out, ein achinami lav dafka, when it says klipa, it's only talking about where you'd have the cold on the bottom and hot on the top. But if it's hot and hot, then it would be netilas makom. So let's see that inside right now. Sifkatan, hey, if it was below rotev, meaning if the two items came in contact that are hot, without any liquid, without anything liquidy that's going to spread the chametz throughout the whole item, then that's when we say it's going to be kedei klipa or netilas makom. And look what he says: dimhaya zeim rotev d'shari surim b'shishim. Because if it would be with liquid or sauce, right, then it would be like other isurim, which would be b'shishim. Then hacha, then here it would be lein chametz u'mashu. In other words, once it is already liquid, then it becomes like it's cooking, and it's going to travel throughout the whole heter. This is going to travel throughout the whole heter, and we're not even going to say that it's batul b'shishim, because that is where we say it's going to be b'mashu, even a small amount. That's what we're going to see coming up. If the heter is something very fatty, even if there's no sauce, even if there's no gravy, even if there's no liquidy chont, it's also going to aser throughout the whole heter. You're not going to be able to just slice off the top layer, because it's going to be considered like it's a cooked item, and it's going to travel throughout that whole hetter, the yisr, even if there's no tam, because once we say it travels, then even the most minute amount, even if you won't taste it, even the most minute amount that travels through the whole thing will last the whole thing. That's what he says, zifkat and vav, dai beklipa. It's enough, when there's no rotate, to just go ahead and peel off the outer layer. So he says, lav dafka, no. Decham becham, because when it's cham becham, not where you have cold on the bottom and hot on top. Below rotate, dino is really like sli, the kaimel, it's like when you roast things together. There, the halacha is, kaimelon, the bay, netila. Once you have two items, one on top of the other, then we say, a klipa is not enough. You have to dig deeper. You have to go to a netila. You need a netila, which we said is the size of a etzba agudal, the thumbkin. Let's move right there. V'chein, back to the Shulchan Aruch. V'chein im noga, he says. Kikar chametz pekikar matzah. What happens if you have two hot loaves? Remember we said, right, they used to have pitas, for example, that were chametz, and they had pitas that were matzah. So you have a hot matzah pita and a hot chametz pita that come in contact with each other. So they're ushnei and chamin, and they're both hot. The ain shom davar hamefafin, and there's nothing fatty in there. Like there's no butter in, like in between, that's going to go ahead and make the chametz travel throughout the chametz of the right the pita, the chametz pita travel throughout the non chametz pita because they're both just dry pieces of pita. Then lo asar ella makayim. The only thing that's going to be asar is the mako bilvad. The only thing that's going to asar is the point of contact. Lefisha eno mavliya yoser. So it's only going to be again if it's cham becham. It's only going to be a kedei netila. If it's cham bekar, if let's say the chametz is on top, the chametz pita is on top, and the kosher pita, the non-chametz pita is below, so then it's only going to be kedei, and it's cold, then you're only going to have to take off the kedei klipa, the outer layer, and you're good. But look at Mr. Brewer now, Zion, ushnei and chamin, meaning it's yad seledes ben, sifkat and ches, ve'ein shom davar mefafin. And there's nothing that bubbles up, meaning there's nothing fatty. Lafuke she'im yesh shom davar mefafin. Like it's going to exclude something that will bubble up and rather than take the chametz and have it travel through the non-chametz pita. Kegon pashtida matzah. Let's say you have a chicken pot pie of matzah, which has a lot of fatty stuff in it. But the pie on the outside is matzah. But there's definitely fatty stuff in there. Right? Let's say they used to have pashtida. They used to put like, they used to not make chicken pot pie. They used to make fat pot pie. They used to have matzah, and inside they put, you know, nice some good fat, some good gribbins in there. Okay? Not mere chicken pot pie. They put like chicken skins inside. Okay? So now the matzah was nice and fatty. So then, nesra kula. Then, right, so it says, kugon pashtida matzah sheyesh bashuman. Let's say you had a kosher Pesach matzah that's a pashtida that's fat mixed inside. Shenaga b'chametz, it now goes in and touches chametz, and they're both hot. Guess what? In that case, nesra kula, all the matzah becomes asr. Why? The asr shamnunis shel heter. What happens? The fatty heter of the matzah will then go and b'makoy mago. At the point of contact, what will it do? At the point of contact, it will be mefatem es tam mashu chametz haniflat. It will fatten up the little insy bit of tam of the chametz that comes out. Vali de kain, and then what's it going to do? It's going to mefafeya. It's going to go ahead and travel with its, you know, fatty bubbling up, taking the tam of the mashu zeh. It's going to take the chametz and it's going to carry it throughout the whole heter, throughout the whole kosher matzah. Kosher l'Pesach matzah. Kemoshu derech kol dover shomen. Like all fatty things are l'fafeya, they go ahead and they bubble up and they mispashate and they spread be'eis shehu cham when they're hot. V'mnagu matzos acheros bezog shenesra. And what happens then if matzos then go and then touch those matzos that became aser? Then yesh lahatiram al yedei klipa o sheyim kirein l'nachri. Then you would be able, there you would be makel and say that the matzah that became aser from the chametz based on the fatty conduit, if that matzah then touched other matzah, then it's just the chumra bialma that you have to go ahead and peel the kli, or the klipa of the other matzah, or you could just go ahead and sell it, because again, it's just a chumra. We don't assume that the matzah that became chametz based on the traveling, the mashahu of the chametz that traveled through it, through the fatty conduit, is now going to then take that matzah that became aser, and now aser other matzah. But we will say that it will aser minimally, chumra, at least the outer layer. We now move weiter. Haga, the Ramah. Uvedin Recha Milsa. We now have the following issue. There's something called Recha. The machlokas in the Gemara, whether Recha, whether the smell, the fragrance of Isser, if it goes into, not talking here about the steam and the liquid of the Isser. We're talking about the fragrance of the Isser. Does that Asser? You have a nice, let's say, challah that's baking with you know, has a good smell. So will that aser when it goes into something else? Same thing, you have the shayla through all isurim, does just the reyach aser. So we paskin recha lav milsa. We paskin that reyach will not aser. Now you might have thought that when it comes to Pesach, we're going to be machmir for the day in the Gemara that holds recha is milsa. Because since chametz is b'mashahu, then reyach will be considered. We have to go ahead and say even if the fragrance of the chametz goes into the other item, it will aser, because Mamasha was going to say not that way. He says, Uvedin Recha Milsalin Tafshil Sheesh Bo Chametz Imshar Tafshilin. If you have some cooked item with chametz mixed with other items in the, let's say, the oven, so Yesh Mikilin, there are those that are makel, the Makom Le Amut Vishar Yisurim. There are those that are makel, whatever we say, Recha Lav Milsa, by other Yisurim, it can be makel here as well. I mean, we don't say that the Reach of chametz is like a kosher when it asers. The Yesh Machir in the Mashu. However, the those are machmir, they say the mashu miyaika. What do you mean? Fragrance is still a mashu, and therefore it will aser. No, because basically getting into a hakira, how do you view reyach? If you view reyach, it's not considered anything, or it's just that it's so minimal that it normally doesn't aser. But here on Pesach, we aser in something that's minimal, and therefore reyach will aser. And then he says, "But dafka b'makom sheshayach bo recha." It's only if there is it shayach reyach. Ela debishari surim la milsi. It's just that. In other Isurim, we don't view it as Reach. Kemoshi is Bayer, the Yerdeya Simen Kufchesga Shmaya. But if we don't even view it reaching the level as Reach, as we'll see what that means in a second, then we would say, even according to the Machmirin, you do not have to go ahead and be Machmir. Let's just look at, until they get started here, look what he says here. Sifkot and Tesla in Tafshil. He says, Eina Lashon Medukta Kolkach. It's not so Medukta. Why? Because normally we talk about a Tafshil, it's in a Kedera. It's already in a enclosed pot. So there, lo shayach bo recha. There, we don't even talk about reach, even according to those that hold recha milsa in Yeradeya Simon Kufches. And like Havana, what it means is b'tzli. We have two items in an oven, not enclosed in a pot. We can go and shayach tzli shamein. It's like you have something fatty, let's say a fatty piece of meat in the tanur, and you have a kikar shel chametz, and you have a loaf of bread in there. So the loaf of bread itself is not fatty. What would you say? But maybe the loaf of bread, the fragrance of the loaf of bread, is going to go into the meat. That fatty stuff will go and, what will it do? It will go ahead and fatty up the chametz loaf. And then that kika will go, and no sein reach, it will go ahead and give the fragrance of the chametz to where? To the sleeve. So that's merely fragrance, and we therefore don't say we could be sifkat and yud. The first man of Amma says it could be mekel yesh mekilin to av shechametz pesach mashu. Even though chametz pesach is a mashu, haynu benivla mamashus. That's where there's some actual entity of chametz that gets absorbed within it. Right? It has to be mamashus ha'isur. The low reyach ba'alma, not just the fragrance. Lizel lo chamer chametz ha'isur. With respect to this, chametz is not more chamer than the other isur.
And according to this first opinion,
it's going to be only usher up until Kedei Netila or Kedei Klipa, depending on the scenario. Sif Katan Yud Aleph, the Makom Dahaya Mutter. So what's he pointing out? That Yesh Mekilim were Mekil in a place would be where it would be Mutter in Shari Surim. Ritzono Lomar,
B'davar Shekaimalon B'almoreach L'amulsa B'diyat. Meaning, when are these Mekilim Mekil? In a situation where we paskin normally that Reich Alav Milsa B'diyevet. That B'diyevet, we're not going to ask for something. Meaning, L'chadchila, we don't go ahead and allow putting two items together if the Reich of the Isser will penetrate the head there. But B'diyevet, it's okay. So, Ruadun, in Chametz, lo chamir tfei. According to his opinion, it's not going to be more cham. Ulafuge is coming to exclude. What's he coming to exclude? The machmirim bi'alma. If normally we're machmir chadon, b'imhaya haheter davar charif, we know that if the heter is something that is very spicy or very sharp, sheshoei la'iser b'kirbo, that goes ahead and it takes in the iser inside of it, v'chol shekein hacha le'inyin pesach. And for sure, when it comes to pesach, if the heter is a davar charif together with the chametz, and the reach of the chametz comes in contact with the heter, with the davar charif, so then it's going to go ahead and pull the iser into it, and we have to be, in that situation, we'll have to be machmir, and even b'di'eved, not eat the heter. And then he goes on, that there are those that are machmir for regular reicha that's normally mutter throughout the year b'di'eved, says v'yesh machmirin d'mashahu, there are those that are machmir, that it's like a mashahu, the asura from the b'di'eved, because there's a mashahu there, the dafka sifkat nigimel, the dafka b'makom. We're talking specifically, even according to the machmirin, it's only where it's shayach, reach, recha. And it's just that the shari surim, la milsi, just that it's not considered something that we b'di'eved asa. So here, the machmirin will ask the b'di'eved. But if it's not shayach or reicha at all, then even the machmir will make it. So what does this mean? Dafka b'makom. He says, "Hainu shahaya hatanur katan b'sasa." We're talking specifically where the tanur was small, the oven was small, and it was sealed. B'chametz b'matzah, and both the chametz and the matzah, shnei and the gulin, they both open b'toch hatanur and the tanur. If we go into that kainulon, because here we hold bi'alma the b'yevet reicha lav nasa. We hold the b'yevet normally by other yisurin. In such a scenario where the tanur is cut on the sasum, so there we say normally rechalav nusa b'di'evet, and when it comes to chametz, according to these machmirin, chen b'chametz the chamir tvei sfir leila haysar this shita hold, right? This svar of asra the yesh asra feel b'di'evet. We're not asking b'di'evet because that's a case of where there's a machlok with the rechal nusa la nusa. Normally we say rechal nusa, but here we're going to, by Pesach we're going to, because of the isra mashu, we're going to asa. Now, what's the basic idea that the gavi chametz we hold rechal nusa? Aval, but David lo shayach po shein recha. But if there is no reach at all, halachically, ba'afik lechatchila mutter ba'alman. Even normally, it would be mutter. Kigon, for example, shayach tanur gadol. He had a very big oven, upasuach, and it was open. O she'achad mehen min shteyem haya mechusa, or one of the two, the chametz or the matzah was chametz or the heter. One of them was Mechusa, one of them, Chad Mehen and Shteyam, Haya Mechusa, was covered. The Zegam, Chamech, and Lachmer. So there, even Mechamech, not going to be Lachmer. One of them is covered, or you're doing a big tanur, or a big oven. Ulin Yalachak, Farkasa, Barab, Yerodea, Sham, the Makav Hesay, Meruba, the Yerodea, the Tzakalacha, was that in the case of Hesay Meruba, Yesh Lismoch, a Svara Rishoina, that we should be Samech on the first opinion. If there is a hefsei meruba, meaning we can be makel with the yebed, even with chametz and matzah, the reich alav nosa, the gam chametz, right, reich alav nosi. The kasev agan avram dan rav, lo hitir, ella bishahaya, that it was only matir when the tanur hakotan al kolponin pasuach ktsas, the makam sha asha noitze. He says, even the rav who Is matir over there, it's only in a small oven that still has a little bit of an opening where the ashan yotzei, where the smoke can go out. Aval the sasum legamer, if it's mamish totally sealed, then lo makilu b'chal makes a feel that welcome essay. So his opinion is Magen Avraham that the Rav would not be makel even the chametz, where would not be makel by chametz even where there's a great hefsay. The king does the young Rava, the host of Magen Avraham owed, and Magen Avraham adds the chametz not tumin l'shabbos k'shekarim chomp. He adds that he has, for example, chomp in a pot. Afal pishu v'bashan so b'teir, even though it's cooked in the pot, kevin sheshoin shem is man Rav. Okay, so you have a big chomp in a pot that's in the oven. The fact that it's in there a long time. The tanner sussel and the tanner is sealed. We call it smother, like all sealed on all sides. Reichah chazak, the reich is very strong, and the dinan is katzli with you like flea. Umemela, and therefore after hefsei meruva, aser b'chal makes a taiko. Therefore, according to him, in such a scenario, even by hefsei meruva, the chametz would be the chametz would aser. According to him, aval rov achronim skimu. However, most achronim hold that the hefsei meruva, or b'shas atchak, if it's a great financial loss, or there were extenuating circumstances to go, for example, the tzorech simchus yamtiv, if there was a need for simchus yamtiv, yesh lahakel b'dievet b'tzli, you could be mekel b'dievet b'tzli, afilu b'katan, b'sasun l'gamrei, u'kemo b'shar b'surim. You could be mekel even if the items are open and cooking, roasting, even in a small oven, even if totally sealed, like we hold by other yisurim. And for sure, by the chompa that is in there for Shabbos, you can be make all the rest of the ruba. And he says here the daf that they go ahead and use for all year long when they bake the chametz. Board that they use to go ahead all year long and seal the oven, the chachila yeshu kach chadasha, the chachila, you should go take a new one, he says. With the yavid, and with the yavid, though, if you seal the oven with the old daf, afilo hidichu also, even if you did not go ahead and rinse it in hot water, whatever, eino oxeres, it's not going to aser, because reyach is not nachlit from the time of the chametz that is balua, that is absorbed in the kli.